It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
Just grab Nick's left leg. I'll grab his right leg and let's pull him out of Clarko's ass.
Got the potential to be a star, mate.
Oh, he's gone star.
Do you reckon he's taken 10 plus marks?
Oh, I reckon he has. Yeah.
Say prelim, I start feeling
something. Have you played in many prelims?
No, I haven't.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff. Like, it's not.
It's definitely not Hodgy and Ruff. No.
Who are they?
Lids is actually, as we speak, wheels up.
Doing a couple of monos down the Dalesford Hill. Yes, welcome back to Footy and Friends. Oh, what a bloody time. I've missed you guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Mick,
good.
You well?
Yeah, going well. Nice knit.
Thank you, mate. Nice hood.
Yeah,
the Tony Blues. Have a look at the Tony Blues.
Reynolds, how are you, my boy?
Yeah, really good, mate. I'm footied out from the weekend. I've watched that much.
Before we get into footy, we've got a bit of feedback on the weekend. Not enough footy on Footy and Friends. Too much friends. Oh. Not enough footy.
Did you get that feedback?
I think so.
Did you?
Yeah.
We reflected post show last week. We didn't talk about footy.
Okay. We will this week. Don't worry about that. But something that, you know, not because the footy is in front of friends, but doesn't mean in life that's how it works. They're on equal. Actually, friends probably first. Yeah. Old mate's birthday on the weekend. We thought I forgot. You thought I forgot.
You did.
I did. Well, technically I did, but I wanted to say happy birthday to you on the weekend, mate.
It wasn't until I actually posted probably on Instagram a day later than what it actually wasn't. And all those people were like, oh, happy birthday. I was like, hey, it's actually yesterday. But
it is very hard to know when someone's birthday is, though, isn't it?
It's just nearly impossible. Now.
Yeah. Cakes and candles, my boy.
Yeah.
Katie, new way of saying happy birthday.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, Katie made me a little brownie. Had a really nice bottle of wine that actually Matty Ritchell gave me for my engagement many years ago.
I just kept it
and I was like, you know what? I think it's time we...
Time for a bit of Richo tonight.
Yeah, so we drank it. Yeah. And it was
What
delicious.
Sort of brownie was Friday it? Night. It wasn't a bloody hash brownie, was it?
No, we don't do that. Okay. It's just pure chocolate.
Hey.
Triple chalk.
I don't know what Brent's up to these days. It's just, who knows what he's doing.
Richo.
How was your weekend, mate? Did you have an eventful weekend?
I had a busy weekend.
I didn't catch any of the footy yet, so what happened?
Well, I had a double header. I worked the VFL North game Saturday.
Respect.
We went down by 60 there, and then yesterday at Marvel, looked up to the ABC box, and there was a dulcet. I could only assume the dulcet tones of Brett Delidio. Yeah, and a poor result yesterday. So, yeah, just licking the wounds a bit this morning.
Hey, but we love that you fronted up, mate.
Yeah, front
up. He's going to front up. And we are on the north. We believe in the journey. Mm. Hey, journey's not linear. You know what's crazy? You look at a graph, right, and it's going down and very down at the moment, mind you. But when you reverse back, take a couple steps back.
Yeah. Mm.
That's minuscule, because then you see the fucking trough. The peak. You see the peak, and it's coming. It is coming.
Yeah, we've got a bit of work to do, though.
Yes, we do.
We're not.
It's not going to be immediate.
We're not backwards in coming.
Trying to be positive here.
Not backwards in coming forwards about it. Like yesterday, I think the comment was made heading into the game. Like, it was 4 o'clock Sunday, 2-0 on five sides. Mm. The narrative out of it. Whoever was to be unsuccessful, which it was us, and kudos to Hawthorn. They did play well. We just went up for the fight for probably 1.5 quarters of the match, which has been a little bit of a trend for our group across the year. So it's something we'll get to work on, but the narrative does become, we're 0-6 and we've got some work to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a few fundamentals, I think, that really stood out. With kicking and handballing and just the execution of little things. But then there's also the defensive stuff that just needs a little bit of fine tuning.
Do you know what's interesting, though? And this is the insight we can give, in all seriousness. Because I have been in a team that is...
Zip and Nine. We were back in 2010. I don't even
think... Zip and 10, I'll raise you.
Were you?
Frio's 2016.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know. But I'm not sure. I've blacked it out of my mind. It's PTSD. But the funny thing is, and it's not funny at all, but the hard thing is no one at the moment is actually working harder than North Melbourne. Like, you go there and training and all these things. Like, when you're unfortunately not going your way, you're actually working harder than 90% of the competition. Yeah. And it does take time. Look, it took Carlton a long time for them to click as well. So, unfortunately, sometimes you're working hard and then the pressure builds and then you make mistakes because you work in a mean...
I think Brett summed it up pretty well.
I thought the
fundamentals
well,
were...
to be honest, I thought I was halfway through summing it up pretty well until I got fucking cut off.
I was like, you're summing it up horrendously.
Yeah.
It's So it's time to jump in and get the back expert on, comments yeah. man from the ABC no, and validate what he's operating.
Apologise,
because he mentioned fundamentals. And
I was going to get there.
Find the code.
Fundamentals and pressure and a bit of defence, I think. Like it, when you're searching for answers, you've got to strip it right back to
give it a crack.
To what the core is of the game, and that's doing the basics well. I think what we did see yesterday, and I haven't, so we record this on a Monday morning, Monday AM. We release it when? Not sure, but anyway. So I haven't gone back and done, I'll do the vision, the Savo. But what it did feel like live, when there was the patch in the second quarter, there's no questioning the effort or in the intent of the players, a bit about the method. You know, like grabbing free kicks, like jumping on balls.
Tackling a cactus, as Brett would say.
It becomes a bit...
there are a few missed tackles there.
The desperation probably outweighs, you know, the calm head and just the method of getting
done right. Is that experience and the older heads that you probably do lack? I mean, you've only got 2 30-year-olds on your list. Mm. Both of them didn't play, haven't got a huge core group in that. And that's where you see... Yeah, your Geelongs and Collingwoods, they've got those experienced heads that are able to calm the ship when the shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah. I was always big on teams. Like, I loved what even Brisbane did when they got, you know, Hodgie up there, Birchall. You look at Melbourne.
Hodgie, I said.
Hodgie and Ruff.
Hodgie and Ruff.
That was an offer.
Then you get Melbourne, you got, like, Jordan Lewis. Yeah. Do you reckon that's a play for...
Well, we've got, like Brett said, 2 30-year-olds on our list. Liam Shields, Shoe Greenwood.
Well, he's a good player.
Yeah, and they were both in the VFL on Saturday. But, yeah, there's enough experience. Like, we're not kind of reaching and looking for too many excuses at all. Like, some of the challenges, I think, for us at the moment are the, you know, the guys that have been around a while that it's go time on their career as well. You know, if you're 4 year plus, we've got to continue to challenge and make sure that their understanding, it's their side, and in those moments they need to grab a hold of it. And is it just to find a mark or get a stoppage? Probably at times,
hit a target, give the hands.
Probably at times where Oppo is getting 2 or 3, and we're thinking, gee whiz, we need to get 2 or 3. If Oppo get 2 or 3, it's a bit of an arm wrestle. We're able to do that a little bit better in the second half.
We can talk about this till the cows come home, but I know we have other things to do. We actually have a big guest coming on today as well. Big guest. Really exciting. Well,
Cooter, is
you,
it?
You both know this person.
Jared Waite.
Oh.
You both know this person.
Nah, it's definitely not Clayton Hinkley.
Don't say any more. Don't say any more, because I don't want to ruin it before he comes in. But just on the North thing, is... This week, I can imagine two things. One's a bit of a joke, one's serious. One will be the mouth guards will be coming out this week. I can imagine a training. We all know what those are like.
Yep.
The other thing is, from all reports, and I've had Bolts, and we've all been connected by someone that's been under Clarko as a coach. And one thing he's probably most well known for is like that situational training. So I can assure you that would be such a big role at the moment of, like, you know, 5 points down, five points up. That's something that you have to actually, it takes a while to educate young players on.
Yeah. We probably haven't done a huge amount of it, to be honest.
I don't think they need to, mate, because they're not worried about the end of the game here. They're worrying about, let's hit a target when we come out of the fence. Let's make sure we roll up.
Get me down there, mate. Oh, that's what I was known for.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
So what you said there is not right.
Yeah, the joker.
You wait this week.
You just said
you're
going to
be doing situational training out at training. You don't even know yet.
Why?
Because fucking who knows. Darcy, we got our... guest in yet? Five more minutes. All right, no rush. This week, okay, so...
We're talking footy, a lot of footy.
West Coast on fire.
Yeah.
Oh. Harley Reid. Wouldn't read about it.
Wouldn't?
Yeah.
Did he text you again?
No, not this week.
He will after he sees that jumper.
3 goals. They're saying... It's very early to say this, but how good is marking above head?
I've watched it from his...
From Tom Gala.
No, from his champ stuff that he played, his pioneer stuff.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the kid can grab it.
I think he's grabbed one thing, but his evasiveness in the shoebox, when he just shrugs the hips and...
Yeah, power.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, again, not on the North thing, but just like for a second, it's when this stuff happens, unfortunately, things come up.
And hindsight, beautiful thing.
Nick Larkey's a great servant of that. North Melbourne.
100 games yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
And fought on like a cage lion.
And I actually really like him.
Big Soof.
Really love Soof. I agree, he's a very good player. I think he's on 200 plus this week, actually. But anyway, that was funny because you look back to that game against Gold Coast where last year at Tassie, and if they had a one. And you're always winning culture, you've got to do these things. But he kicked 9. and North won and they lose the pick on Harley Reid. Now, we were saying before, McKercher and Duzma are going to be very, very good players. But at the moment, short term, it's like the graph we're speaking about before, guys, right? You're up close.
Yeah.
Take a look back.
Yeah. It's going to go up and down a little bit,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
It's going to have your troughs, your
peaks.
Yeah,
it's going to be... Right now, you're judging it. Yeah, Harley Reid is looking... The exactly. beacon of light is glowing down. But yeah, McKercher and Duzma.
Very good.
With their... Yeah, right now, we need to be able to support them a little bit more in terms of, just allowing them to exist in AFL and improve their game incrementally, but they'll be very, very good players in time.
Very good. Before the guest comes in, who do you think it is? Any guesses?
Is it Richo?
Have they played the game?
Yes.
With either of us?
Yes.
With you?
Yes.
Sean Hampson.
Sean Hampson.
Giants.
Big Mummy. Maybe you've broken bread. Maybe it's Shez.
Oh, Horsey. Here again.
Tommy Shez.
Oh! Yeah! That's it! The former teammate of all of ours.
Hey, brother.
Hey, mate. Good to see you. How are
you?
You on the doggy jump over here.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you? Good.
Do you remember? Brett?
Yeah, I know Andy, mate.
Very good friends.
Marcon, how are you, mate? Adam Marcon, for all those out there playing at home, former good friend and teammate of mine, Northern Knights. Together, we had the Northern Blues, Preston, whatever that was called, Preston Blance, captain of that club. Went over to Williamstown, captained them to a flag.
How many games did you play there?
Just over 100.
100 really, games.
Goals, yeah.
Played some very good football. And then rookie to Richmond, played with our friend Brett.
Yep.
Now he's coaching
with
Mick at
North.
Full
circle.
So it's an incredible... And obviously the parallels of the funny footy story we've been talking about, but one of the great men in football. Would you agree, guys?
Sorry, I didn't realise you... I thought you were making a statement.
Very good. Hey, mate, good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Whilst we've got him, and it's fresh off the off, and he knows where I'll go with
it. So you been, you know what's been... You listen to the show, Yadzi?
Yeah, of course, every week.
Yeah, loves it. Yeah.
So we went down... I said we had the VFL, so Adam does the mids at the VFL level on a Saturday. And again, wasn't a great day for our VFL on Saturday.
Wasn't.
So we'd finished up and we'd gone to the after-match function. I had to duck off, but Adam went over the after-match function and he turned some heads. On the way out of the function, he was walking out.
What did he say?
No, he was just walking through the car park and trying to get to his car, and he actually got mobbed, right, by a lady in a Box Hill jumper taking autographs. If we have a look here,
Someone's snapped him.
Yeah,
you've been papped.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often.
He's getting
getting a photo.
That's a selfie. And then he just says, go to the Seagulls.
So she's a Seagulls fan, or
she? Yeah, Seagulls fan. Seagulls member. She told me she's a Seagulls member. So I think Tommy Lynch, who I was walking with, couldn't believe his eyes when someone yelled out for the autograph and it was for me, not for...
Did Lynch get asked for the...
Nah.
That's great.
That's unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen too often, so you got to take them when you can.
Marcon, so obviously a massive journey in football. Just to give, I wanted to say a little bit more about Marcon, because honestly one of my favourite players, beautiful family. How many kids you got now, two?
Two.
That's unbelievable.
And I can announce one more on the way.
My God, exclusive.
So I think, Brett, you got three, is that correct?
Three, mate.
So, come for some tips.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, mate.
These blokes, one's hard enough with these.
One. Because, Dylan, you and I, we're family men.
Oh, we are family men. Do you spend any time with your family?
All the time.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Every spare moment.
That's genuinely knocked me up. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah,
that's terrific.
Jesus Christ.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, no, it's in for more pain, I think, for a little while.
Down the track, mate, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, Marcon's very good friend, Kane Lambert, as well. So they played most of their football together through Northern Knights.
Mate, I've never seen two thicker, tighter blokes when they're at Richmond together. They're in each other's pockets.
Not even you and Richo.
Hey, closer than me and Richo.
Yeah, it was like the VFL version of you and Richo sort of thing, was it? That's fantastic.
Take us through
your journey of VFL football, because we do love it as well. I'll give us a quick rundown and then... getting that final opportunity to actually go to Richmond as well after Kane got picked up. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, awesome. I love the VFL, and Yeah, sort of gone full circle there, back coaching at VFL land as well. So, yeah, just a lot of resilience taken to play in the VFL, VFLW for that matter, of you know, doing it after school hours or uni, work, whatever you do. So, yeah, played at the Northern Bulllands with yourself, Dill, for 3 years. Then went to Williamstown. Kana got picked up the year before I, and I think they liked him enough to give his best mate a chance. So, yeah, love the year I had there. Wish it was a little bit longer, but... wasn't to be, and yeah, managed to win a flag at Willie. Went back there after Richmond, and yeah, so it's been pretty good to me, the VFL, and learnt plenty of lessons there, which are still holding me in good stead today. And yeah, now at North Melbourne with Mick, lucky enough to be coaching there, and just loving my time there too.
Such a good person. I think there's a definite man crush that I've got on Mark on, but if you think of people that we all play footy with, these guys that just have that fucking resilience, and yeah. I could never have done just that. Never say die attitude that he has. I get goosebumps thinking about it, but just to keep backing up. And then you look at him now in an incredible football club. These are the guys that you speak about what we're going through at the moment with North. These are the guys you want with young kids, teaching them how to do it.
It's a really good call, Dill. So I think our development coaching group at the moment is, we mentioned Chompers Lynch. Chompers. The VFL coach.
Who's that again?
Tom.
Yeah.
Who brings a lot of energy, doesn't he?
He does. Paul,
we call him. Clarko's one with nicknames.
Yeah, we know. He called Chom. Chompers, I think, as well.
Yeah. What was he called? I did see a clip of that. Yeah, it didn't really make sense to me. But
Neither.
Dean Polo. Actually, why is it Polo?
Yeah, so I think
Marco
first,
Polo.
Yeah, first meeting. What are we going to call you, Marco? Someone said Marco Polo, so now he's, I get Polo. Dean for Dean Polo or Dino. So, so
my whole team is yeah. That's a yeah. good nickname. So Dino,
if I start calling him Polo throughout this or Dean.
I thought you thought his name was Dean for a minute.
Well, you're just going with Marcon, like the last name.
His name
Buckley.
Yeah, we weren't very down at the Northern Knights. We weren't very creative.
But no, so, back to the coaching group we've got in the development space. We've got Emma Carney, so
yes.
AFLW, 8-time All Australian.
Yeah, star.
And you speak about star.
She's
well
a star.
Said.
Star.
So she lives that balanced life, or the life where you have to be full time work and.
Not Tim Kelly from
Tim
West Coast.
Isn't it? Tim Kelly from
Shepparton.
Senior assistant coach of the Colburn Abbott Grasshoppers.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's Tim
Kelly. I played a lot of cricket with Timmy Kelly.
No, different Tim Kelly.
You would have bowled him out, Brett, surely.
With him, you dickhead.
Oh, okay.
This is how it goes, right? Yeah. Back to what I was saying. Yeah. Brazilians. Emma Carney, Chompers Lynch, Polo / Marcon, and Jared Leanit. So we've got...
Jared
Leanit?
Leanit.
Yeah.
Shave Nugget.
Shave yep. Nugget. Yeah.
Did you play cricket?
He loves cricket.
He's a
former player, you idiot.
He loves cricket. But they all have had a resilient path to where they are now. So we're really trying to embed that in the guys coming through at the moment. So
it's good. Marcon, tell us about your... have you got any sort of interesting stories from when you got taken to Richmond, like walking into the locker rooms, meeting?
Yes.
Tell the truth, because he assumes that it was just...
In all seriousness, he's a big figure.
He's a presence.
He's a presence.
Yeah,
that's
what I was saying. Yeah. Nah, he was great, Brett. Took me under the wing.
No,
and
he didn't.
Yeah, they have plenty of coffees. Me and Brett would go out all the time together. And
you would have had to buy him. You would have had to buy him, surely.
Nah,
you are not bad.
I've thought about which stance I take here in terms of like, you two ganging up on Brett, so I thought I'd come in and support Brett today. And just give you the honest truth behind you. Nah, good, great fella.
I actually had a lot of time, him and Kano, because I admire the fact that there's like a good mate of mine, Axel Foley, did it a little bit similar in that toiled for a long time before getting your opportunity. And, mate, it's the perfect example for young kids to say, well, it's not always just
number one draft pick. For some it is.
Oh, mate, yeah, sorry. I decided to do that, did I?
Yeah.
It's, you know, but I love the story. And that's where you just earn respect straight away from that, you know, and that's where... I think Adzi and Kane were both exemplary in that in that situation.
Well, it's funny with footy, isn't it? People say you get what you deserve in footy. I'm not sure if that's entirely true, but what you do get is good habits. And I think a lot of players have incredible habits. They're good, hardworking people. And it might not work one way or the other in footy, but what it does do is it sets you up for life after it. And then there's no surprises Marcon is where he is now, because those habits have been there from the start.
What year was it again? That you were
2016.
Yeah, so that wasn't a great year for us, was
nah,
it?
No, it wasn't.
That was one where you decided to kick into the wind, I think.
No, it was 2014.
Yeah, okay.
2016 was a year that we just played North in the elimination. We should have actually been probably a little bit better again, and then shit hit the fan. I left it that year, actually.
So Dean,
that's our.
Well, not did Dean Pollard was Dean Pollard? Dean,
you, nah, Dean Pollard wasn't there. He was at St Kilda up at Albury by then. I think.
Yeah,
it was a tough year at Tigerland 2016.
Yeah, miserable. Not a great experience for you to come into, mate. Yeah. I think.
What are your memories of Dylan as an underage prodigy?
Yeah, very good memories. So Dill was one age group below me, so he played for Fitzroy. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dill, but sort of I was playing for the Preston Bull Ants. We're in gold division, and Fitzroy typically sort of down in blue.
He's trying to buy. Gold
is a higher version of blue.
The funny thing is, I didn't know there was other divisions. So when I saw people rocking up, I was like, surely we're all just in. Gold, a few teams I've never played, but we were a gold division team and very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, didn't feel like it, but no, he was a very, very good, very exciting player coming through. A lot of talk about him and, saw him kick plenty of goals. Yeah. Dangerous up forward.
You ever come off the back of the square?
Yeah.
Underage level? Oh, Dennis ever put you off the back of the square?
My game nous wasn't good then. Yeah. It's something I definitely learned later. The funny shit, though, was like that you play footy for is just hanging out at Preston City Oval. Like, it was a good time. I really look, because at the time as well, it was, and this is a really good point actually, it was quite hard because Markham was obviously, you know, captain leadership of a VFL team and had to have that position of when other players come back into the team. And obviously they want to win and play well, but other players would come back and selfishly want to play themselves into the team. So it's actually a very underrated, hard situation. But I always loved coming back with the boys because I actually knew these guys a lot better than, a lot of them had come from Northern Knights as well, so it was connection with Carlton, that is.
Yeah, we had a great culture. We'd do functions and we did Sir Bullan and we'd go out, you know, to the city. Sir Bullan, it was the old function where
he's like
So Andre Gianfagna, who's now
he's an umpire,
AFL umpire. He'd put together some of the all-time functions and get the boys up to do a bit of a skit or a song or a dance and they'd crown the Sir Bullan.
Did you ever win the Sir Bullan?
I never got up. I wasn't the sort of type to get up and get up there for Sir Bullant, but very, very popular event. And we'd have like the whole Carlton Footy Club there because it's like, you know, what an event, what a night, and it was great.
Where was it held? Culture.
At Cranbourne Street. Home of football.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
Will you go back to like a past players thing at all, you two?
Well, I'm actually, obviously you would have played a lot of games, but I'm one thing I'm really proud of, and I don't think you think about it when you're there as much, but I remember my last game I actually played when I was at Carlton. I got presented a 50-game cup. So I played 50 games of VFL for... And this is where it's a little bit tainted because like the team changed a lot. Like it was Preston Bull Ants into Northern Blues, into like a few other weird things. Yeah. So it had sort of lost its identity a little bit. So it's like even now I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like because there's Preston now and Northern Blues.
Yeah.
So I'm like technically what am I connected to? I'm not sure. But something I'm actually very proud of is playing, 50 games at that level.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my old man grew up playing for Preston Bull Ants, and I've definitely still got a connection there, and then also at Williamstown, being a life member there. So, a lot of love for the VFL standalone clubs.
Great jumper, Preston.
It's a great jumper. Oh, and that was what I was going to say earlier. So last week, Mark, on I thought you guys, whilst you did lose down at GMHBA, I thought you won the battle of the jumpers.
Beautiful.
I thought you had a great jumper this week. I think you lost the game and the jumpers. Jumper. Yeah, I really like the Hawthorn jumper. I loved it. I thought it was very good.
Majority brown.
I liked it. I liked the long sleeve. Brown. I always think there's a little message to Clarko with Sicily wearing the long sleever.
I thought that was
he doesn't like the long sleeve and Sicily was
Are they allowed to wear them at North?
Jaden Stevenson's worn them a few times and
wow. Oh, yeah, Clark, I'd love that. Jaden, probably not the week to rock that one, I reckon, next week.
Yeah, you can wear it, I suppose.
Okay, sure.
They've sort of changed a little bit in their thinking cultures, haven't they?
Well, apparently, Ross Lyon was, it was always just assumed, I think, that you couldn't wear long sleeves at Freo. And Ross has since said, I've never had that. Never had it.
Yeah, right. It's one of those things where they say, hey, there's a non-compulsory session on your day off. You don't have to come in. But if you don't,
we're running this on this day off. Yeah. And, if you can get down. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Hey, did you watch the footy this weekend, Mark?
I did.
Yeah.
Where'd you find the time? We had VFL Saturday into full day yesterday.
Two kids, one on the way.
Yep. Just find a little bit of time Saturday night on the couch.
You did. What'd you see?
Blues Giants?
Yeah, Blues Giants. They were pretty impressive from the Blues. Yeah.
9 goals between the tall towers.
Mm. We saw you were there.
I was there.
I noticed that you got a photo with someone behind you.
Chris Judd, former teammate. Yeah. And friend. Great friend, actually. He was saying we should catch up more. I said, mate, I'm very busy at the moment. I've got a kid. He has four.
Yeah,
but
he trumped you
He has four. Of them. But it was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ripper.
It's the game at Marvel. So I don't go to Marvel a lot. I don't go to any games a lot. But fuck, it was loud. That was the loudest the Carlton supporters I've heard. And you can't tell me. Obviously, they played really well. But I was there thinking, I genuinely reckon the supporters got them over the line in that game.
Mm.
Like, Giants do something incredible and it goes deathly quiet. Yeah. You can almost hear them, you know, like cheering themselves. Well, you hear the Blues do something and it is... I had my baby there the first time. We had the earmuffs on. We had to take him inside. It was that loud.
Which is fantastic for the Carlton supporters. We played him there for the Super Clash and, the atmosphere there was electric. It was so good. So I've been through a bit of pain.
There's a different kind of sound when Charlie Curnow goes into the ball. Like you can tell when he's in the area.
He does special stuff, though, doesn't he? Yeah. I mean, he's amazing to watch.
I didn't see any of the game, but I was driving home. Were Giants in control of the game early?
They were. Yeah, it was a good...
Through the third, they were up by...
It was a very good game. Oh, I thought Giants, to be honest, were going to run away with it, and then...
They just went bang, kicked 6 goals in a row, didn't they? I reckon.
Footy's changed a bit in that sense. 25-point lead now is kind of nothing, so you can
come back.
Click your fingers and it's...
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a serious question about the Giants and where they're at currently? Injuries and now suspensions.
I know.
Like, they're sitting 5-1.
Hogan and Toby go 1 week.
Yep. Cogs, I'm not sure how far away he is. And Sammy Taylor, potentially, I'm not sure where he's at. So, like, things are starting to just be a little bit more... And it happens... I mean, how often has it happened with the Giants? And we've lived it, being up there, but it's... Get on a great roll and everything's looking hunky-dory and then all of a sudden a few injuries, a couple of suspensions and...
I think the team's never been in a better position, but also I don't think the depth is as much there, if that makes sense as well.
Mm.
Like, they have an incredible team. Like, you look at that guy that's come in as well, Harvey Thomas. Like, he was... I don't know where he was picked up, but he's... not. It wasn't super high.
Yeah, he's academy
adding,
kid from...
Yeah, corporate adding runner. A lot to the team and, you know, you look at someone like Brent Daniels and Jesse Hogan, as we said before, I know he's missing. They look really well-rounded. I'm confident they'll maintain, but you've got to like win those ones you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
And the next like 4 weeks are going to be pretty important.
Well, there's teams that can do it. And that's where, like, you look at Richmond beating Sydney a couple of weeks ago, you know, lose a couple of players, Dusty doesn't play, Grimes, Broad, but then they still manage to get the job done. So good teams are able to cover that, I think. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge, that's for sure.
It's going to be a huge challenge.
Yeah.
They're playing Anzac Day night.
Anzac Eve.
Anzac Night.
Anzac.
They always play Anzac Eve.
They're playing
Melbourne.
Anzac Night.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Not Anzac Eve. I thought it was...
Who they got?
Sorry, are we talking Giants still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Giants are playing...
Yeah, no, they're playing that night. Yeah,
Giants playing Brizzy.
Brizzy.
Canberra.
They're VFL boys. They knocked off Werribee on the weekend too. So perhaps a little bit of depth there coming through that might be able to fill the void for a couple of outs.
When you rip the pillars out of an organisation like the World Club have, it's very hard to stand on 2 feet. And whilst they're doing a great job...
Yeah.
Did you go, did you?
I was out there on Young Guns game.
The coach.
Oh. Sorry.
They're doing a great job with the coach that they've got, but it's a big hole to fill.
I forgot to take a photo of the car. That's what I forgot to do.
You went out before for the curtain raiser?
No. There was a Young Guns Vic Metro game on.
Yeah.
The Giants and Werribee played just before that.
Yeah. Okay.
And the Young Guns game was on after.
Imagine being a curtain raiser for the Young Guns. The Young Guns. Yeah.
That game was on before the Carlton Giants game.
Yeah.
Okay. So that all the boys went then straight across. But
how was that Werribee, Brett?
Dimmy's
nice drive.
Dimmy's are good. Yeah.
Dimmy's is good.
Yeah. Steam Dimmy's. Not a great drive. No. It's not my favourite. But
good oval though. I love the oval.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Played a couple of good games in there actually.
Yeah. Played a few years ago. In the game where there was it was like where we played Willie, and there was a fog. It was like a 2 o'clock game, but it was a fog. You couldn't. Couldn't really see in front of you.
No. Well, not this.
But I could always see the ball.
This bloke's vision was bloody. Up there with the best.
What was it?
He would have seen it. It's good. At least 2020. At least. West Coast on 5. You heard of West Coast? 2 in a row.
Unbelievable.
Tigers won the Derby.
Yep.
Yeah, the Derby.
The Derby. Where's your old mob at? Where are they at, Mick?
Well, they were saying like top 4 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Shut up.
Sit down, Freo. Sit down.
Those free kicks.
Yeah. They cost them. They're a sniff away from being 5 and zip going into that game. So they... What are you smiling?
Oh, I was just thinking. I know what you're going to say. If it's him or Sheridan, they go, "Oh, we just need Matty Tabanar to kick a field." Fucking Matty Tabanar. He's meant to be fucking Wayne Carey or something. Honestly,
they're not picking him at the moment. They're not picking him. Well, I love
Tabsy. I do, but like, the way you blokes speak about him is like he's Wayne Carey.
Yeah,
he's 30, nearly 33 years old or something. Like,
remember when Tommy Sheridan DM'd
JL? Bell?
Yeah,
about Griffalo.
Yeah.
Was it? It was Peter Bell, I reckon. But they
lost. They got fucking traded.
They lost to Carlton. Hey, isn't there some controversial umpiring decisions right at the death going on? But that was one. They should have won that.
Hey, it's not the umpires, mate. They're umpiring what they're told to adjudicate. They're doing a great job.
Yeah. What? And Sam Draper laying on the footy and making love to it.
And then the Dockers now, they're run. they got the Dogs, who are red hot. Went and watched them live on Thursday night. When they get it going, isn't their best and worst kind of that far apart?
Oh, Bevo.
Then they got Richmond.
I only really noticed Bevo's teeth the other night.
Oh, mate, they're big.
Yeah, did you notice those?
Oh, mate, I think I took it up last year.
Did you? Yeah, right. I only just noticed it on the weekend. Mate, in the box, they were glistening.
Just don't get your teeth fixed, cavities and you know, root canals and stuff, but you don't need to get the too other far. Ones. You don't.
Between him, Harmsy, Lobby,
but Harmsy's teeth are just real. He just has big teeth.
Does he?
Yeah, right. Lobbies, I think he's got the chomps. Yeah. But
I saw Jake Melksham get into him on that Triple M.
Yeah, that was funny.
He put sunscreen on the
that was actually, that's very funny.
Hey, Brett and Dill and Polo, funny thing happened to me on, what day was it? Friday last week. Mm-hmm. Right? Did you watch the Sunday Footy Show yesterday?
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, I watched it.
Brett was on it.
Oh!
Wowie.
On
your
birthday?
No, it wasn't my birthday yesterday, you clown. I told you it was Thursday.
Sorry.
So I got an email.
This is funny.
At 9:15 a.m. on Friday.
I got an email too. After you.
Hi, Michael. Hope you're well, mate. Blah, blah, blah. Working the Sunday Footy Show. They're looking for some retired players to get involved in loose handball. Again, they've used the word retired, which I'm humbled by, but I got delisted. I thought it would be a great option. Okay, so with an exclamation mark. So a bit of emphasis on that.
Bit of pizzazz.
You will be competing against your mate in Brett Deledio. Again, probably a stretch. So I actually, 9:15 on Friday, had some stuff to do. So I'm like, I'll pin that or mark or flag that.
I do that too.
And then I'll get back to that ASAP because I want to go and get my...
Screenshot, Brett, what's this?
I want to go get my $100 voucher for St. Goliath clothing, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And all the other goodies.
Hey, Rick Tyewear's in there! You get a putter as well.
You get a Callaway.
No, putter. Oh, they've cut the putters?
Gumbaya World?
Yeah, ooh, family pass, which... I mean,
pair of Aquila shoes.
You'd go with your kids.
Clutch and Co. The quarter zip. Nice, Domi Tyson. Anyway, so all this stuff. Blah, 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 blah. No worries. I'll get back to you soon, Ben. Ben Danaher.
Benny.
Yeah, Benny. So then at 10:15 a.m, an hour later, 1 hour. Hey, Michael. Sorry to withdraw so quickly. The spot has been filled. Thanks.
Benny, you mate, you got to take it. If you want to go and lose handball, you got to scrap that up.
Who'd
you go with?
Maybe Spang.
Spang? Spang dang.
Yeah, big
Spang.
You want to go Gumbaya World? Are you going with the Spanger family?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, Katie and Georgie, his wife, they went to school together, great friends. Yeah.
So you reckon he's Brett's been like, hey, mate, Spang, we've got Gumbaya World here. I don't want to go with Riley and Lonnie. I'd rather go with Spang and his, you know, little ones.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Did you get him done?
There you go. Nah, I got nutted.
Oh wow. Did you? I actually got another email for it.
Lloydie cost me though, yeah. Anyway, you got another email.
Isn't from Qantas, but they're not happy and they're still looking into that.
Yeah.
Similar though.
Yeah.
So this is from Nick. I won't say his full name, but Nick B. No, it's actually not Nick Butler, by the way. It's not Nick Butler. It's Nick Bootham, okay? That's his name. Boothman. Hello to the Great Footy and Friends podcast. It is with great sadness I need to inform you of some absolute disgusting footage seen near Ron Casey Media Centre on Sunday post Melbourne Western Bulldogs game. Keep in mind this was a long time ago, 18th of March. Okay. After a long hard day watching the boys do their thing, have a kick off the old pigskin, I ventured off to the toilets to relieve my bladder. Who else is having a similar thought? None other than the man who kicked three on him at the MCG when Dill took him to the square and gave him a bath, Brett Deledio. Standing still for a good 30 seconds, I finished up before Brett. Perhaps he had a couple more shakes, but no judgment to that. To my absolute shock and disgust, I go to leave the room after washing my hands with warm soapy water, and who do I see walking out in front of me? Old Dickhands Deledio. And he had wiped his nose on the way out. Why? I would imagine it was to see if they passed a sniff test before he heads out. Please quiz Brett on his hygiene. Interested to see if he claims this is a once-off or he just likes to walk around with piss on his hands all day. Sincerely, good personal hygiene, Nick.
He's genuinely checked out the conversation.
So, Brett.
Yes, mate.
Do you just piss on your hands for fun or what?
No, I don't. I got taught young not to piss on my hands.
Yeah.
And if you don't piss on them, you don't have to wash them.
So is
who
that
the flogs that have to wash their hands? You probably do with your filter that you've got on the end of it, but I don't.
Well, no, Brett, he has a shower.
I shower.
Dick hands Delidio is great.
Delidio. So
introduce again. Yourself next time, Nick.
Yeah. Flog. Well, he probably wanted to shut your hand, but after he's like, oh. Keep your emails coming in, ladies and gentlemen. If you see anything,
if you see me ever, just assume that I don't do anything.
Yeah. Oh,
and I eat lots of pasta.
Very funny.
Oh, hopefully, terrific. Someone got footage of me eating a dimmy on.
Good.
I
hope so.
I enjoyed
too.
That.
Mark, give us your top three teammates of all time.
Oh, great call. Who do I really like? I have to give a shout out, Big Nick Meese.
I knew he'd be number one.
Yeah, so he's my cousin, Big Meese. So. Yeah, you would have known that.
He's got a little baby as well.
Yeah, he has little Jack. Yeah, yeah, Meese is my cousin. So, wow.
One of the best plumbers in the Victoria.
Yeah, Meese Plumbing, shout out. Willie Wheeler, I really like playing with Willie.
He's
at Yarrawonga Pigeons.
I was going to say he's a jig boy. That's his cousins, I think.
Yeah, so he's a great premiership team out of the Gulls.
He's always one I hated playing against. Yeah,
he played at Coburg too.
Yeah, Coburg boy. Yep.
Was he playing with GV though?
Jarrawonga.
No, he is now, but before he come down to
what a name, Willie Wheeler.
Yeah, great name.
He in this wing back a bit of post traumatic stress for you, but he had two shots to win the.
I remember that against the Richmond. Gulls, yeah.
And he hit the post, the same post twice.
He'll be glad that got brought up.
We'll take that out.
Yeah. Anyway, who's the best?
I might chuck in Jake Hot Dogs McBean in there.
Oh, wow. So you two would know.
I know. McBean,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Three greatest teammates of all time. Hang on, I'm wrapping it up.
Culturally.
Oh, culturally.
Brett's had a tough 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, so Jake McBean's my best mate. His dad coached the twos. His dad coached the twos at the Northern Blues. And you could say he was a culture pick. Yeah. He made the list each year. He never... His dad was the coach of the twos, so technically the thirds. And he got like one game. But one day against Box Hill, we played like this six-quarter game, you know, and there's like the twos and we're playing. He got in. He kicked like four goals in a quarter and... reckons that like recruiters were like coming to his house and stuff, but he's just one of those guys that you love to play with.
Legend.
Lammy didn't get a sneak in there,
he's probably obvious. Obviously, yeah. I get stitched up at North every time I mention Kane's name. But they don't let me live it down. Yeah. So
you're gushing over.
Just got to be just.
It's a bit like Brett with Richo. Yeah, everywhere he goes, Richo.
You got to pick your battles in that space, don't you?
Look at you, you're a fucking idiot. You mentioned his name more than I did. Like you're in love
Richo.
With him.
You do love Richo, mate. He goes, oh, that's my bloody birthday, and Richo got me a bottle of wine from my engagement party. We cracked it up.
Like 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Keeping his wine for 8 years. Oh, my God. You know where it might have been? Might have been from bloody...
where?
The show he's doing. Yeah. He stole off me.
Oh, maybe. It wasn't It wasn't Brown Brothers, mate, or whatever. That thing is that
Pepper Jack?
Pepper Jack,
yeah. It's God's. God's.
It was really memorable, your shows, weren't they?
Oh, wow. Boys, anything else? What else is happening in the world?
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, I have one more thing. Speaking of our connection to the VFL, congratulations to the Coburg Tigers on the weekend.
Even though they're Coburg...
Lions.
The Coburg Lions on the weekend. They won a game.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2 years.
It was, yeah.
And they beat the Pies.
18 months, I reckon it was. Some good scenes in the rooms.
Fair to say, they'd be having a bit of fun.
Mm. You get your eyes across that, he's checked out.
Yeah. Mark, what's on for the week? What does your week look like this week?
Extra hands, kicking, fundamentals.
Yeah, fundamentals, plenty of ground balls.
Yeah.
Then Thursday, the VFL boys are off to Blacktown. No better place, yeah.
Beautiful memories.
Yep.
Out there.
So out playing the GWS Giants, VFL boys on Friday, 1 o'clock.
Rudy Hill Hotel.
Parramatta.
Yeah, Parramatta. Yeah.
I drove my scooter out to Parramatta one day, which is like an hour. It's like driving to Geelong from Sydney. I didn't have a car.
What did you do in Parramatta?
I just went out for dinner.
Who with?
My cousin lives out there. It was a shit story, but it was just a weird time. I remember driving on the M3 or whatever it's called, going, I think I'm a little bit. This is actually quite scary. Like, the truck's coming past. I was fucking blowing everywhere.
How many times do you reckon you played at Blacktown?
Not a lot.
No. We didn't play that many games out there.
Well, you didn't. You didn't. I was out there a bit more than you. Is Mark on one of the, like, just a question for you boys at North. You know when you're at training and they, you know, always come up a few numbers short on the track?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the players or the coaches that get out there a lot and try and end up showing up a few of the players?
Oh, I've got something to add to this.
I think the great man next door probably takes the cake.
Only once. When we were on the preseason camp on the Gold Coast.
How many stats?
No, I got
leading disposal?
I knew that I was in. This is like the night before. Like,
so you prepped. You had the bowl of pasta.
Jed Adcock.
Gatorade.
Let me tell the story.
Oh,
right?
Sorry.
Stop jumping in.
Sorry.
So Jed Adcock says you're in. And you're playing on the wing. It's not my natural position, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Flexible.
Right. As long as I'm starting.
So all the boots. Got the jumper on. GPS in. The visor. Ran my patterns all day. Didn't touch it. Old Polo over here. Someone went off with a craze or something. So a number just had to be filled for a second. So he just put the yellow jumper over the top of the coaching T-shirt with the whistle still on.
Love that.
And he's 450 entry. Bit of craft over the back. Toe poke off the line for a goal.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's something around the psyche that, like, you just relax? Yeah. It's almost like when you're in the twos and you play against the ones team on that Thursday game and you're just ripping these kicks that you'd never take, but you just dominate.
It's like a footy thing everywhere, isn't it? When you put the twos against the ones,
the twos
training,
always win.
The twos just steamroll them. It's like, no matter what the ones do,
yeah,
you just can't
get
the momentum.
Is that what you used to do to Brett's ones team at match sim?
They did in 16. I always watch from the box when I'm doing special comments to see the head trainers, like the S&Cs, and the assistant coaches, whoever's coming off the ground, and see, you know, just their strut and see how they go. Most of them chest out. Mm. And Mick's coming off the ground. As though the crowd's watching Mick come off, bounce left, right, and throws it up so it comes in, it comes back to him. And then just,
I saw that one yesterday.
I was just like... Mick.
Well, he's not wrong. You were watching him.
Yeah, you were watching him, mate.
I was actually, Mick.
No, Dad. I was actually looking up at the box because Butler was doing ball by ball, wasn't he, for SEN? Or AFL Nation?
Him and big Joshy Jenkins.
And I couldn't get his attention. So you must have been just next door. I couldn't see through. But thanks for watching, Brett.
Yeah.
Good job. Hey, I reckon best guess we've had so far.
Yeah.
Did you get why I got him in?
Yeah.
One good person.
Yeah, because
connection to all of us.
Wow, you've thrown him under the bus in every other episode and made me feel bad. And he's come out and said that I was actually fucking
On the listen back, Brett's looked after me the most. Yeah. That's why I've sided with Brett today. You boys trying to stitch me up at every opportunity.
Every chance.
Yeah.
You try to make me look bad like I'm some...
I can't make you look bad, mate. You're handsome, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You're handsome.
Yeah, speak slow. What else?
What's up for the week,
wait for me. I'm actually going to Adelaide tomorrow. Got Live Golf.
Heck was that? I saw you.
John Rahm.
Rahm.
Hey,
Rahm. Rahm. Smithy.
Who else, mate?
Brooks.
Yeah. Who? Yeah. What's his last name?
Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
I've actually got a podcast. Do you guys watch Full Swing? Did you watch the
Full Swing? I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
The guy named Ian Poulter.
Mm. Yep.
Visor.
Where's the Outrageous Kids?
Yep.
Yeah. Got him playing in the Pro-Am.
You're playing with him?
No, I don't know who I'm playing with in the Pro-Am, but I'll let you know as soon as I do.
Your footage last week probably showed that you're probably a 30 plus handicapper.
I'm actually very good at golf. Like,
footage.
I heard the improvement's been.
It's been linear.
Your kit is horrific, by the way. You can't wear denim jeans,
mate,
and New Balance
runners.
Don't
jump in on that. I got fitted by a designer in Adelaide, and
my god! Well,
you could run the Jason Day style of kits.
Look like you were dressed by Ray Charles. That's who it looked like dressed you.
He's got some good calls today.
He's
Brett.
On today, but.
And I'm playing the Pro at Grange, playing at Royal Adelaide.
When's that on Wednesday?
That's on Wednesday morning, then Thursday playing at Royal Adelaide. Yeah, very lucky.
Bring the fam across.
Yeah, bring the fam across.
No, you are not.
No, they're actually coming across. In all seriousness, Liv is a very family fun thing. So we're Max, they're flown over Max, Juz, me, put us up. They've got, how's this? This is fucked. So... in Liv, they obviously travel around the world a lot, and they have a traveling daycare service.
Oh.
So like with all the players' kids go to the daycare while the quarantine's on. And the guy from Liv has like invited Max to go to the daycare. So if you're hanging out with
Brooks Kepka's
kid, I said, put one on his chin, Max. I want to go there and just bash him. But so very exciting. Very exciting for Max.
That is good.
Yeah, good.
Have a good week then.
No, it's going to be good. I'm really excited. So if you're in Adelaide, make sure you come up and say hello.
Won't be.
No.
On the listening. Yeah. If anyone's in Adelaide, make sure you come say g'day.
Make sure
I'll be there. Wash your hands if you take a piss. You'll be in Sydney this weekend.
Yeah, Sydney.
So if you're in Blacktown, go see see Dean.
I got the double on Sydney. Blacktown.
Have you got the Giants as well?
Blackwell
Friday 1 o'clock.
I'll do the VFL Friday Blacktown, and then I'm on the bird to Tasmania for the Saturday game against Adelaide.
Jeez, the Blacktown's not really close to the airport either, so that's a fair trip.
Actually, it is a tight turnaround.
It's like an hour, probably an hour
minimum.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'll rob a scooter.
Yeah, okay, do that. And Brettles. It's not your birthday again, is it?
No. I might open another bottle of wine from Richard.
Oh, yes.
How do we do the guests going forward? What goes on now?
Yeah.
What about when you did that scratchy thing? I thought about that today.
Oh, that was terrible.
We haven't done a scratchy
thing. No, I haven't done it since. What we will do is, though, because as you boys would know, I'm playing the Carlton Draft soon. So I haven't been
to a session.
I haven't been to a session since.
Maybe but we should do one.
We will. We're going to do one in the next coming weeks. At what's this space, actually? Can we talk about that yet?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be doing a 700 session with the community.
Doing it?
You guys. Invoice.
Got him over the line.
Invoice. Actually, I might say what Marcon's doing. He's a good coach.
Actually, he will bring the whistle.
Good. And yeah, we're doing a session. 99% locked in at Carlton.
Right.
But they actually won't be able to have 700 there because, as your problem you brought up, there's too many on the field for a session. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a ballot to the community in the next coming weeks to come to this session, training session. You two are going to coach.
Okay.
You're going to commentate up in the box.
Oh.
You're going to commentate.
Is it on Carlton's main oval?
On Carlton's main oval. So we're getting out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't let
Can me and you just do like a couple of, like 10.
One-on-ones?
One-on-ones up in the square. Kick
love
up
that.
In the air.
Easily. As long as you're happy to film them.
No, happy. Yes.
Yeah, easy.
That's
and
cool.
I want them. I'll get Andre down to officiate them too, so you don't try anything dirty.
Ange.
So we're going to do a session down there.
Yeah.
So yeah, watch this space. Excited. Oh. Best of luck for you guys this week. Bring the mouth guards.
Yep. Fundamentals.
Good thing that Jared McVay used to do when we'd lose. He'd like to.
That's actually Mark McVay.
Sorry.
I've checked out.
Oh. Wow.
Is that did you almost get through the potty with no?
Almost.
No, he's had a shocker. He said a few things.
Oh, rough. Hodgie.
Oh, Hodgie and Roth.
Hodgie and Roth.
That was wild.
Mark McVay, sorry.
Yeah, Spike.
They're brothers, so
they are.
There. But remember, he used to bring out the med balls.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tackling. Just to sign off.
That was the worst send-off ever, so thanks so much for that. That was fantastic. That's why I do the send-offs. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Show,
and it's my show. See you next week. Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon. LXX. Thank you so much.